Welcome to DDT, Danny's Dance Talk, where we will be talking about everything dance. We will be talking to dancers, dance mom and dads. We'll talk about dance drama, the financial responsibilities. We'll talk to dance owners, judges, your dance experiences, and more. So let's talk dance.
Recording in progress.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to DDT. So glad you joined us. Actually, it's just me again. Like, I know I'm feeling pretty lonely over here, but I do have people scheduled. But like I said last time, it is the time of sickness and things just keep coming up and kids keep getting sick and things like that. So that's actually what I wanted to talk about today. Is sickness in dance. We all know that, you know, I mean, kids get sick all the time, bringing germs to school, to dance, to all of their sporting activities. So I kind of wanted to know what you guys' feelings were about having your kids go to dance sick. I have a very strong opinion on this. And I wish it would catch on, even though my opinion's not the only opinion. But this is what I think. I completely understand that it's important for every dancer to be there for, you know, choreography purposes, especially. But here's the thing. I think that kids should never be sent to dance sick, not even to watch. And my reasoning behind that is it delays the inevitable. I mean, if you bring a kid to dance and they're sick, and even if they're sitting out, those germs are still there. The kids are still going to get sick. And the thing is, the kids get sick at different times, not always the same week. So it's going to put off your choreography for even longer because there's going to be kids sick all the time because it's just going to go straight through the team when they come sick. Now, if you catch it early enough, they're not feeling good, you keep them home, see how it goes, and nobody gets sick, then you have a straight good weeks of choreography without having to worry about someone not being there. Now, the opposite happens if they come to dance sick every time, guaranteed. I've never seen it work differently where the kids start getting sick one by one and they have to stay home from dance, which means another day of choreography ruined where we have to send someone a video and we have to work around placements and things like that. So it makes sense to me to keep a child home. You should be keeping your child home from school when they're sick. It's the same thing for dance. Like, I would much rather, as a parent, I know you're paying for dance and you want to get your money's worth, but I'm in the mindset of it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter if they're sick. I don't care about that extra class they missed. I would much rather not have it run through the team. That's my personal view on sickness in dance. I mean, because it can last weeks. You figure you have, you know, maybe 8 to 12 kids on a team. And, you know, if each kid gets sick 3 days later than the last kid, you could be delaying some really good choreography process for at least 3 weeks. So that's why I think that kids should be kept home when they're sick. And teachers too. I mean, I know this is your job and you need the money. But my daughters are both teachers, and I've told them time and time again, stay home, get better, don't pass it through all these kids, because they're always getting sick because of the kids coming to dance sick. And they hardly ever get sick, but when they get sick, it's always because there's a sickness that's going around the studio. So if the teacher is sick, then you have to get a sub. And if you're not going to get much extra work done if there's a sub there at dance anyway. So my thoughts on this matter are stay home if you are sick. That's just how it is. I mean, it's better to miss one day of choreography for someone and hopefully not spread it through the team or to the teachers than the other way around. I would love to know you guys' thoughts on this as well. I wish I could have had more people on. I'm actually just doing this quick podcast because I had a quick cancellation and I really would like to put something out there for you guys. And I've been thinking about this one for a really long time on, sickness and what should be done. So you can email me. Just little FYIs for you guys. So if you ever do need to get a hold of me, you can email me and I'll probably make an email just for DDT. But for now, you can just email me at Danny, Danni, at DannyCphotography.com. So it's Danni at DannyCphotography.com. And email me your thoughts on the matter, and I'll do a follow-up on this sickness one for you guys. And I also want you to, I'm going to plug it again. I want you guys to join my Facebook group called Competitive Dance Chat. And my Facebook name is Danielle Goff Christiansen. And I just want some more people to be on there. I want it to be a great large community of dancers, dance parents, dance teachers, judges, things like that, so that we can all, ask questions or share accomplishments and things like that, so that, we always have a place to go to ask a good question or to vent or do whatever it is, share. Great awards, costumes you've made, anything like that on there. You do have to be approved. It is a private group because it is, crazy how many people get on there that have no interest in dance and just do ads or whatever. I had to delete over 100 people in our group that somehow got in without asking the questions. I don't know how that was possible. I'm not a Facebook expert, but I had to do that. So I really just want to keep this community safe for our kids, for us. So please just answer the questions and I will approve you. I usually will check out your profile just to make sure you're not that person with five friends that's hopping around and see maybe if you have, dancers or whatever. Just to make sure it's just for you guys' safety. But I would love for you guys to join us on that. I would also love to have guests. I do have a sign up app that I've posted before, and I will talk about that later again. But you can reach me at that same email if you would like to be a guest or you have a great dance topic that you want me to find guests for or talk about, I would love to have you do that. My next one is Melanie because she is finally coming back on. Yay, I miss Melanie. She has been traveling like crazy and she is a national adjudicator judge, so she's all over the place. And I just want to hear your feelings on this matter of sickness and dance. So shoot me an email, private message me on Facebook or Instagram. We do have our DDT Instagram. Danny's Dance Talk Instagram is on there. Please join that as well. I'm not the best at keeping that up, but I intend to be. You guys know how this season is. This is crazy. We're at a dance competition every single week. I mean, up until May. And then I'm also doing dance pictures at dance studios. So there's no extra time for anything for me. And I'm assuming for you as well, since you guys, most of you are dancers or, dance parents or whatever, and traveling right now. So you probably don't even have time to listen to this podcast anyway. So, yeah. Just keep on listening. We're going to still have some great people on here. I'm really excited about, and I just want you guys to keep on listening and give me your ideas as well, because I want this to be a great place for dance information. So thanks so much for listening, you guys. Bye-bye now.